you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, man. There's so much to say. Like, I guess we'll talk about that at the end. But,
And if you guys want to have open dialogue,
yeah,
you always hit me up. Like, I really do appreciate it. Even if you don't agree with me, I don't agree with you. Like, honestly, it's very refreshing to have open conversations about things.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise, and Sage Mock.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Back at it again. Wow. There is so much to talk about.
Wow.
All of the episodes that have gone up pretty much this season were very much pre-recorded, which I'm very thankful for because it's given me the chance to really think and like process and hopefully be able to talk about everything that's been going on with like a very clear mind, as our kombucha it says, and also just like from a much more grounded, understanding, kind, respectful place rather than just reacting really rashly and
emotionally. The emotions have left
the situation. The emotions have left the building.
Yeah,
well, not all emotions.
Well, no,
but like yeah,
you know,
yeah, the rash.
Usually when you're emotional, you don't make good decisions.
Yes, so. Exactly. So, oh my gosh, where do we even start?
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
I don't even know. I guess, should we start with Mexico? Or?
Well, no, I think you should start with, we should talk about, why even coming on here and talking about all this.
Okay. Yeah, because part of me just wants to really, not address it and not, feed into it, I guess.
Yeah, but I think, so many of you guys have supported us for long that, you know, you deserve to hear the truth and hear what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to come up with your own conclusions and stuff. So you mm-hmm. can just hear exactly what happened. And I don't think we're going to filter anything on this episode. I think we're going to really explain everything, break everything down and, you know, take that for what you want.
Yeah. That's the whole problem is people, there's so much room right now to jump to conclusions. And I think that is what is going on very extremely
100%. I mean, across the board in society too, I think that's mm-hmm. also why I wanted to talk about this is because, it happened to us, but it's also happening to so many other people. And
unfortunately it's very common.
It's a sickness and it's mm-hmm. bullshit. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what we wanted to talk about as well.
Yeah, because I'm just at the point now, I feel like I've aged 6 years in the last couple weeks, and I'm not willing to compromise my own integrity anymore to try to fit the narrative that is popular right now. I need to speak my truth, and it's it feels like in the past, not being able to say what I really feel. Because I've been scared of what other people are going to think or how they're going to react. I feel like that really kind of hurt me. And it's it makes me feel kind of sick or something. I think I've talked about or mentioned in other episodes. I just feel like somebody has a hand on my throat or something. I'm not able to fully express what I feel. And I just hope to, be able, we just want to lay everything out. No bullshit. I think if you guys have listened to us talk before, our relationship is very no bullshit. We say everything. We don't mince words. Sometimes, can you put that back so I can have some?
Oh, yeah.
See, we just say what's on our minds. And I don't know. People don't know us, I guess, in real life, but we're honest people in real life.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I learned is there's an image of us online.
Yeah.
And truth be told, I actually thought people knew a lot more about me and who we were than they actually do. And so I thought that was very interesting. And so hopefully, you know, we can put some things to bed and uncover some things, I guess. Talk about some things that maybe people don't know or they think they know about us, but they have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I should just, first off, the thing that I truly do feel terribly for, and that is an extreme big fuck up on my part. Like, holy shit, worst fuck up I think I've ever had. These truly disgusting, idiotic tweets that I tweeted in middle school, saying the N-word multiple times, even saying it once with the hard R, which is literally unexcusable. There's no excuse for it. That's so fucked up. I would never in a million years say those things now as an adult, ever. And like I said, there's no excuse for it, but I feel like middle school for me was just, it was a different time. Like, social media is very different now. Kids are taught things much sooner just because of social media. Like, middle schoolers now, I would assume most of them know what's correct to say and what's not, like, in a politically correct, or like what's just super inappropriate, because TikTok is out there and we all know not to say the N-word and we all know not to lip sync it and we know not to say that. Like, it, when I was in middle school, it just wasn't like that.
And but I mean, you're also, you know, hindsight, you're an adult now. And so,
oh yeah.
I mean, middle schoolers make these types of mistakes all the time to date. And
I was saying ridiculous. I was ridiculous in middle school. I did ridiculous things, truly. Like, our brains are not formed yet. We're running on hormones. Not that that's an excuse or anything.
No, like, it was stupid.
It was so stupid.
It was stupid to post it. It was ignorant. But at the same time, too, like, I mean, there's no context around it.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, that's the thing that, like, I honestly, 100% honest, I did not know the true context of that word. If I had known what that word really meant in the history of that word, I would never have said it so carelessly. I didn't know. I was never taught that. Like,
and the people around you were using that, and they shouldn't have. Yeah. And even if they were black, which some of them were, you had black friends growing up, like, they still should not have been saying that. If are you, I mean, you especially should not have been saying that. No. But, like, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah.
There's no way to excuse it, but at the same time, that does not reflect me at all. That doesn't reflect the Rohini that you guys have known for the last 4 years. That was middle school me. And I also tweeted some other ridiculous shit if you want to go look, because that's the other thing. That account, I don't have access to it. That's that was my middle school Twitter, and I don't know if I either forgot my password or got locked out the email or something, but I had to change and make a new account while I was still in middle school, which is the account I have now. But that one is just up there, and I've contacted Twitter so many times to try to get it taken down. I've tried all my emails, all my passwords, and I can't access it. And I wish so badly that I could take it down, because I don't want those words out there. I think it's disgusting. I wish I could take it down, and I'm trying really hard, but yeah. So if you want to go look, I've said a bunch of other ridiculous things too. I literally tweeted a photo of this Winnie the Pooh stuffed animal that my friend Cole got for me at the mall. And I put a jar of Nutella in his lap and said, "Winnie the Pooh likes Nutella."
Like, yeah, you were a child.
I was a child. I was tweeting about my parents and all the fights we would get in. I was tweeting about my crushes and how they hurt my feelings, and like just saying truly ridiculous shit because it was middle school. So,
and like, if anybody is out there thinking like, well, I would, like, I never did anything stupid in middle school that I regret now, like, that's BS. Come on.
I think
maybe not. You didn't do something like this, which I think is extremely stupid. When I saw that this had happened, I didn't know that she posted it. Like,
I didn't even remember.
Transparently, I was pissed. I was like, why would you do something so stupid and so ignorant? But, you know, that was her middle school self. That's not her adult self. So I don't hold that against you or anything. And it wasn't. And that's the other thing. It's not like they were malicious tweets.
No, that's
the
thing.
Just I was stupid and ignorant. It's not like you were trying to be hurtful or anything. Like, some of them were just song lyrics.
The intent was never, it wasn't directed at like anyone. Like, it was quoting my friends, or it was quoting song lyrics, or it was just being like dumb. Like, it was never like aimed at someone in a derogatory way, because that's so fucked up. And I have friends of all races, and I would never want them to think that I was speaking down to them. So
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not that it's an excuse, but it's so unfortunate that today, in today's age, you have to give context to everything or it gets taken out of context.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's important to explain the context of that. And then like, there's some other things that we'll talk about too, that, you know, out of context, it may look a certain way, but with context, it's actually completely different than the narrative. And so like, for like, and it's too bad that you actually have to give full context, because in the past, you could just do something and people would assume the best.
Hopefully. Yeah, I really think but that's now, the big it's shift not the now. Case. You don't assume the best, you assume the worst. That's what's popular. Assume the worst, which is the sickness. I think that's one of the biggest sicknesses of our generation.
Yeah.
Why do we assume the worst in people? That is what I was going to say, is like, it just makes me so sad that like forgiveness is not a thing anymore. Like other humans can't forgive other humans for being human and doing stupid shit. Like we all make mistakes. That is literally the, like from the moment we were born, we're making mistakes. We're doing silly things. That's the only way you can learn. And not having compassion or just being able to forgive someone who, like, holding your past self against your current self is really, I think, it doesn't work, because I believe that everyone changes so much. I believe I'm a completely different person than I was a year ago, even than 6 months ago, even than a couple months ago. Like, we're, a lot of us are really young and we're learning and we're growing really, really fast. And I think people can change, and I do believe in forgiveness with my whole heart. And that's just what I believe. And I would never hold something against someone. Like, who are they now? Who are they actually now? What do they believe now? What do the people in their life think about them now? That is what actually matters, not what some stupid shit that happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Like, we need to have forgiveness for each other, because how can you expect anyone to forgive you if you don't, like, oh my gosh, I could get on such a rant, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some other things too, I guess. So what do you want to segue into?
I think the letter.
I mean, do people know what happened? Do people have context around that? You know, like, why did somebody write us a letter?
Why did someone mail us a threatening letter?
We'll talk about that in a second. But
yeah, I guess we have to go back. So we have to talk about Mexico.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think we should address that. Address, you know, people's concerns with COVID.
Yeah, which is, this is such a sticky, I literally just started sweating just saying the word COVID. It's like it's so difficult. It's such a difficult topic. And I completely, completely understand and have empathy for people who are experiencing real loss and hardships because of this. And I can't imagine what that's like. And I said that on my Instagram story.
It's like anything.
Like anything. Like, yeah. All I can do is offer you empathy and compassion. I cannot walk in your shoes. I do not know what it's like for you. But that doesn't mean that I'm not like sending you love. And anyway, but I just know what it probably looked like if someone's going through deep grief, just lost someone, and they see me, some like bitch on Instagram in Mexico. Like, that obviously hurts. That must have felt like a big gut punch. And I'm really sorry for that. I don't want to cause you any more hurt than you're already going through. And we are not COVID deniers. No, that is the narrative now. We are definitely not COVID deniers.
No, we've gotten multiple tests at multiple stages and different, and before we traveled, after we traveled. I mean, I don't know how many tests have you gotten at this point, like 5 or 6?
Yeah. 4 or 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we get them frequently just to make sure that we're not.
Yeah. A lot, all of our friends get tested regularly. Like, we're in the group where we're just not trying to even take a chance. Like, we're going to just go get tested.
Your parents are high risk. Your mom has heart problems.
My dad's old.
Like, old, guys, these are real considerations, and like, you don't think about them because you don't know that part of us, but like,
yeah,
because we don't feel like we need to share it. But now, obviously, you need more context to everything. So
yeah,
there you go. We're not denying COVID. We never have. We take precautions.
Yeah. We mask up. We use hand sanitizer. And the thing that I think is super, super just not spoken about is like how you can actually, for the most part, if you're a healthy young person, you can really take your health into your own hands. You're not as vulnerable as you think you are. Your power, no. You don't need to hand away your power to like fear. you can take your health into your own hands to some like some aspect. There are so many studies showing how vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, quercetin, all these things are scientifically proven to boost your immune system and scientifically proven to help prevent against COVID.
Or if you just want to look at the data, the people that are mostly affected by COVID are older and at risk people.
With prior.
And the reason why people younger are less affected is because they have better immune systems. They're healthier. It's just science.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the beginning, I was very, very scared. I think like people keep saying at the beginning of COVID, like you post this whole thing on your Instagram, but yeah, at the beginning I was terrified.
Yeah. Nobody knew anything.
We had no idea what was going on. We didn't know the data. We didn't know. I assumed like half of my family was going to die or like at least some people I knew personally were going to die from this. I didn't know what was going on. Like I thought it was going to be some like the Spanish flu or something like really,
yeah,
really
people
extreme.
Had no idea. Yeah.
We had no idea. I was terrified. Like I would get a little sniffle and get full anxiety. Like, oh my God, do I have COVID? And I would freak out. And he's like, you don't have COVID. You don't have COVID. But now given the data, given the fact that Sage and I really prioritize our health, we feel safe. We feel safe in everyday life. We are taking precautions and the precautions are not even for us. They're for the people that are immunocompromised. That is why I want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's for someone else. That's why I want to go get tested before we go to Mexico. It's so we don't bring anything down there. Like if we didn't believe that, we wouldn't have, there's just so many, I don't know how to really, also what's so difficult about this is people have their minds made up. They've come to conclusions.
Right.
And it's like, we can defend ourselves or try to explain all we want, but at the end of the day, whatever you believe is what you believe. Opinions are just your beliefs. Opinions can be changed, but it's kind of hard sometimes if you're stuck in them. So all we can do is
people
just...
people don't want to be wrong, you know?
People don't want to be wrong. Yeah. Yeah, of course. But all we can do is just lay it out. If you don't want to, you know, if this doesn't vibe with you, it's not your vibe, then please unfollow me.
Like, yeah, please. I mean, like, you know, like whether you agree with it or not, it's some of the actions that people have taken against us and against people in our circle and against each other, whether it be in the comments or on Reddit, like that is not an excuse. Absolutely.
No, it's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable at all. Now, like the people that have reached out to me, reached out to you, you know, that have expressed their personal losses with COVID, like I have a ton of compassion for them
of course.
Had really good dialogues with people in DMs. I don't even know their names.
Yeah.
And like those are the types of people that like, it's unfortunate that their concerns and their voices got suppressed when all this shit went down. But like, it's very hard for those things to come to the surface when the attacks are just there or they're organized. I mean, they're you know, and they always come to the top because those are the ones that have like the most likes or the most whatever, the most engagement. And so everything gets drowned out. And then the other thing too, is you had brands that said, yo, you got to turn off your comments. Like,
yeah.
So that was not something that we're just like, oh, let's just suppress everyone.
Yeah, no.
Those are like contractual things that we have to do.
Yeah. So that's a few, I like briefly talked about this on Instagram, I think, but, when I posted the first time, I like had a few good comments at the beginning from my friends, and then I put my phone away because I wanted to enjoy my time. That was, yes, yeah. I've done that multiple times where I just put my phone away.
I beat myself up about that because I didn't go online for like 3 or 4 days, and it just spiraled downhill.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I really should have.
Yeah. So by the time I opened my phone again, I had 800 comments, which is not normal for me. And it was just... it's past the point of no return. Like once one person piles on in like a very angry mob type of way, it's very easy to just keep it going, keep it going, keep it going.
Oh yeah.
Mob mentality is a real thing.
Oh yeah. Look at how the United States has been going for the last year.
Yes.
Both sides of the aisle.
Both sides, guys. Yeah, we're not.
Both sides of the aisle. The other thing too was, I guess like, I don't know, maybe jumping ahead, but like, your post on your story, like I think that was pretty emotional and it was not a good response. So, you know, if that.
Yeah. So, okay. So yeah. So what I saw first is all the negativity. That's always what I see every time this has happened. I don't see the respectful, kind comments. I don't see those. I see the people that are saying horrible things and yelling and attacking and being extremely disrespectful, literally just saying vile, gross things. That's what I see. And yes, okay, I can't try to, whenever I've tried to say this in the past, people say I'm victimizing myself. But I mean, I don't know how the fuck else to say how I was feeling. Like, this is truly my emotions. So either I'm going to share how I actually felt or not, and you can do what you will with it. But I am only human, and I have a lot of growing left to do, and I think I'm finally getting better at it. But I am susceptible to hate, and I am susceptible to what people say about me when it's negative. Of course, there could be 100 nice comments, and the 2 mean ones are the ones I'll remember for the next week. Like, unfortunately, that's how our minds work. I don't know why that is, but it's just the hate.
It's just how it is.
The negative ones are always louder.
Yeah, I mean, like, hindsight 2020, that your response was incorrect, and it was a misstep on our part.
I responded in a way that reflected the hate comments and not in a way that reflected the genuine concern and people who have experienced loss. And I'm really sorry about that. I really am. And I hope I have learned my lesson in that way. And in the future, I won't react like that again.
Yeah. If I can give any advice to anyone that's ever caught up in something like that, and they could be on a smaller scale, it could be on a larger scale. And this is something that I've had to learn in business too, because I've been, victim of it, of my own doing, is like, if you get something that just riles you up,
yeah,
just like, put it away and come back to it the next day. Because like, I'll get a shitty email from a client and then I'll respond and it just makes it 10 times worse. And, you know, luckily the last couple of years I've gotten way, way, way better at that. But still, like, something like this, you know, that just came straight to you. So I didn't have the discipline to practice what I knew was the better thing to do.
It's like different when it's business and when it's like your character, you know?
Oh yeah. Right.
It's hard to just, because obviously I don't want people to think these things about me. Like, you know, it's hard. So.
Well, yeah. When it's so far from the truth, you know, anyway,
I am very sorry for how I reacted. That was not how my highest self and best self should have reacted. And I really feel like I learned a lot from this. Probably the biggest lesson I've learned in the last, I don't know, fucking 5 years, honestly. So I am, in a way, very grateful for all this, because I have learned so much and had to really go into a lot of deep shit. But I guess we can talk about that later. So yeah, again, I'm very sorry for how I first reacted to that. But at the same time, I do believe that if we felt safe to travel to Mexico, and we did take the precautions, it is legal to go. We took the precautions the government recommends. We did not give a single person COVID. We are negative still. We've been negative this whole time. And also, I think you should address.
Everyone in our friend group also.
Yeah, everyone in our friend group has been tested this whole time. I think you should also address the mask at the beach thing.
Oh, yes. So there was a picture, a video,
Our friend's Instagram found him.
Me at the beach without a mask on.
Screen recorded his story.
And there was other people on the beach, but the way that they had the cushions was with COVID precautions. It was like 6 to 12 feet apart. They were further than 6 feet apart. And everybody that was behind me, those people were in our party.
Yeah, they were our
people
friends.
People were like, oh, they're right. You're right there with other people. Like, those people were our in our
friends.
Party.
Yeah.
They are my friends.
And it's outside, by the way,
And it's outside.
The entire concept
it's
of outdoor
no different
dining.
Than outdoor yeah, dining, which is completely open. It's been open this
in
whole
Washington.
Time in Washington.
Yeah, it's
now
been
it's
open.
25% inside. But anyway, it's no different. Don't take that out of context.
Yeah.
That was just silliness.
That was literally the only excursion we really went on. Like, we didn't really go. We went out to dinner a couple times in, like, with masks, everything, all of the regular
precautions.
Yeah, Mexico
takes better COVID precautions than
the
United States.
Where we were in Mexico, in Tulum, was more, like, to go into a grocery store, a restaurant, they take your temperature and give you hand sanitizer every single person. They don't do that here at all.
No. And, yes, we had to go to the grocery store because, yes, we had to eat. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, we did not give COVID to anyone. And we were mindful about that. It wasn't just like good fortune for them. They didn't give anyone COVID or get COVID. No, we took precautions. That's why we didn't give or get COVID.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, but there's one more. What was it? I mean, there's 2 more things I feel like I should say about COVID.
What?
Well, for one, the where we were in Mexico, this is firsthand accounts. Without tourism, the economy completely shuts down and families starve. That is not an exaggeration.
Yeah, yeah. We were
tourism is the only thing that fuels the economy there.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that the government has
lost the
economic ability to create a thriving economy without tourism, but that's the facts. I mean,
I spoke
to some of the people there. You know, we had talked to some other people beforehand.
We had a family that was there that
the ones at the house.
At our house.
Exactly.
We talked to them a lot.
And so that's reality. I mean, it's sad.
And so for me, I'm glad that we went. And yes, it was perhaps we felt safe to go. We took the precautions and we felt safe to go. And I think, you know, if you feel safe enough to go, you're healthy, you're taking precautions, you're not putting anyone at risk, and you're boosting the economy of an economy that desperately needs it, how is that a bad thing? You're helping families. Like, the economy is a big deal.
Well, people don't think about second and third world consequences. Yeah. Or not world, excuse me. Order, second and third order consequences.
Yeah. It's like what's right in front of you and nothing else.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I want to talk about with people trying to take down my business. Is like,
yes.
So
there was one other thing I wanted to say about COVID. What was it? Oh my gosh. Just another thing that I think is not talked about a lot in the media, which the media is a whole nother fucking subject that I think I need to have a whole podcast episode out.
Root cause of probably 99% of all this.
The media. Yeah. So both sides and social media, everything. Herd immunity is a real thing. That's the only way societies have ever gotten out of a pandemic, is people have to become immune to it. And vaccines are a great way to do that. And that's happening now, which is amazing. But the other way is young, healthy people, the people that can afford to get the disease, to get it and recover.
Yeah. And build antibodies.
And so for me, I would, you know, if there was like a sign up sheet at the beginning of this, like, hey, are you healthy? Would you get COVID and recover and like contribute towards us getting over this thing? I would have signed up right at the beginning in a heartbeat.
Maybe. I don't know.
If we had known what we know now about the
virus. If you know, but we don't know, like I said, you don't know second and third order consequences of COVID, long-term effects.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know these things.
I don't want to lose my taste and everything. But anyway, I just think that's not talked about. Like,
no, it's not. It's not at all. That's an interesting concept for sure.
Yeah, there's only one way that we all get out of this thing. Vaccines, and people get it and get antibodies.
Yeah.
So if you're young and healthy and you get COVID and you don't hurt anyone else, like, that's okay. That's fine.
I would just look into it on the last point of herd immunity. Just look into it, do some research.
I have a really good article. That's the article I sent you.
Cool.
By a very, very accredited doctor.
I read that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He talks about it. He's like, the case numbers don't actually matter. It's the deaths that matter, which obviously.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, because if a young healthy person gets COVID and recovers, like, that's good. That's a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
So should we talk about what's kind of happened in the last week or so?
Oh my God, it's been weeks now. This thing has been going on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean that honestly. It is a gift. I think.
Yeah.
I think I was meant to go through this for sure. So
in a weird way.
I have no doubts anymore that this is what was supposed to happen. So to address why I think this is all happening for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
I talked about it in my blog post, but a lot of the relationships that I've had with brands for a very long time since I started this have been tarnished.
Yeah, just like by themselves, you mean? What? Or the relationships with you've had with them?
The relationships.
Your relationship with them?
The relationship has been tarnished.
I thought you meant the brand itself.
No.
That too.
Oh my gosh, there's so much tea, but I don't think we can get into all of it right now.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how to go into it. I lost contracts. I lost affiliate contracts. I Had to have videos taken down. I had to pause a lot of upcoming things or have them put on hold permanently. And there are some brands who chose to buy into the narratives that people were trying to paint me as, with even that's just not even trying to, just buying into cancel culture ultimately.
Yeah, they literally bought
the bullshit. They literally bought
some of these people put together.
And it's ironic because the same people have gone after these brands too.
Yeah.
So you would think they'd have a little bit of, you know,
common sense
or whatever. But it's I really do think this is for my highest good, because I have been wanting to do something else for a while. Like, my energy has been called somewhere else for quite a while now, and I've talked about it a lot, and this has been the thing that has just totally stopped everything. Like, complete.
It's an excuse to stop everything.
Stop.
Not the podcast, but
not the podcast, but
the brand deals and all that shit.
It's all stopped for now. So I have been just balls to the wall doing nutrition school, absolutely loving it. I'm gonna maybe sign up for this herbal course. I've been reading so much. I've been just really turning the page and focusing on what I really am passionate about lately, and it's really, 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 really great. So I'm I don't think it's a coincidence that all this happened on my birthday. Boom, 23. Mm. Here you go, from the universe.
Are you really 23?
Oh yeah, am I really 23? That's the other thing. So there's a rumor that people think I'm lying about my age, that I'm actually 24, lying to be 23
later. Which I think is just so funny. Like, it's just it's the antithesis, or I don't know if that's the correct use of that word, but it's just it just sums up everything that's going on. So, it's okay, you just make stuff up as you go.
It's a very easy explanation for this. When we did our elopement video, when I published our elopement video, I eloped at age of 20.
We eloped at
21 or whatever. Okay. I was 20 and I was drinking heavily the entire video. So I didn't want to say, hey, I'm actually underage, guys. That's why I titled it 21.
Mm. So. I didn't even know that that's what they thought. And honestly, I just thought we were 21. I didn't even think that you were under. But I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
I was, but I had a fake for so long, it felt like I was 21. But
Yeah,
so that's why I am 23. Like, why would I lie about that? Why would I get a tattoo with 23 if I was actually 24? That's so silly. Fully
commit to the lie.
Yeah. Oh, man, now they'll never know. But, yeah, so that was just interesting. But anyway, what else? Should we go into the next thing?
Yeah.
So kind of exploded, brand deals, partnerships, everything got shut down for the time being. Some brands are just choosing to pause. The brands that actually know me are choosing
most of them are just pausing.
Pausing because they just want this to die down and it doesn't actually affect our relationship, because any brand that knows me and actually knows my content knows that these claims are not true and not founded.
And they're mostly ran by adults who have critical thinking skills.
Yes, critical thinking. That's a whole other podcast episode we need to do. They went for our friends.
They went for our friends.
They tried to get our friends fired from their jobs.
They went after my company.
They went after.
They're still coming after my company. Yeah. But guys, here's the thing. You haven't even I don't even know where to begin.
You don't know how businesses work.
Yeah, you have no idea how business works. So just for people that don't know what happened, I started to get, we have some Google listings and they started getting negative reviews on them.
A lot.
Yeah, I think we got
storming the castle.
Two dozen and stuff or something
one,
like
one
that.
One star reviews. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they did them on Facebook, and then Facebook deleted the reviews.
Because you're not actually a client, you can't leave a review.
Yeah, you can on Google.
But on
and you can, yeah. We've tried flagging them, but it's not really doing anything. But here's the thing for anyone that left a negative review. Guys, that does nothing. That has not impacted our business negatively. It never will, because we don't get clients from that Google listing. So we might just close it down. And two, our clients know us and we have a very good reputation within our industry and within our community of marketers and business owners. We have literally hundreds of real testimonials on our website. And
from
case
actual
study,
clients.
From real clients that love the work that we do.
Yeah.
They know that we're not white supremacists.
Yeah.
We have people of all colors on our team. We have clients from every walks of life. It's just absolutely ludicrous, the stuff that you guys are coming up with. And so we got that letter in the mail the other day.
Okay. All right, so this whole time there's been a Reddit thread and Discord thread, which I'm sure some of you watching are in that. So I hope you're having so much fun in there. Seems like a very fun place to be. But there's been a Reddit thread, Discord thread, like just to kind of plan
just
out,
talk
I
shit,
guess.
Talk and, like, shit, plan organize, out the attacks. You know, yeah, organize things.
There's
and,
yeah, one girl that was literally like, what was it? Guys, we got to hit these people where it hurts. All they care about is money. Let's go for Rooney's brand deals and storm stages company with negative reviews.
Yeah.
Like, woohoo.
It didn't work, guys.
No.
Our website traffic's up like 45%.
Yeah, you actually, engagement had never been higher,
which
honestly.
Helps with SEO, and our sales are up 26% since all that shit happened. So take that for what it is.
Yeah. So, there's so much to say. Like, I guess we'll talk about that at the end. But, so, yeah, they also take my podcast reviews, which I'm sure you guys have seen, which is actually really that fucking sucks.
That was sad. That
because I can't do anything about it. I can't get them taken down.
Well, it's just sad because, like, people that know your podcast and they know your content know those things aren't true. And so, and, like, you've gotten so many people sharing, like, how their lives have changed from the podcast.
And those are all drowned out now.
Well, not only that, but, like, anyone that might be, like, browsing around needing help with that stuff, like, they're now no longer gonna, they might get turned off by those negative reviews and they might go elsewhere. And so, like, for someone that's sitting there thinking like, yes, good, that's what I want to happen, like, you're not actually hurting Rohini.
No, you're hurting the other people.
You're hurting these people that, you know, they might be suffering from a relationship abuse in a relationship, mental health issues. They could be going through any number of things that Rohini talks about on her podcast and brings in guests that can help those people. And you're literally just hurting those people. And that's second and
that's
third.
That's what fucking sucks.
Yeah. And that's like to the same point, you trying to tank my company.
Yeah. That's
I have a hard time even saying it because it's so ridiculous. But you trying to hurt my company, like.
You clearly didn't think that through.
You really didn't think that through. We have 60 employees. If my company went under, that would be 16 people out of work.
And their families.
And their families. And they wouldn't be able to put their kids in school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's people of all colors on my team. So, like, it's just...
Would you be happy if there was kids couldn't eat and, like, go to school?
Like, that's the shit that will fucking... That will get me going. And, like, I'm already starting to get heated.
I know,
because you're not... Like, you can come after me. You can call me names
exactly.
you want. That's not going to affect me. But you start coming after my people and the people I care about. Like, that's going to get
to me. That really got me fucked up. When they started going for my... Trying to get my friends fired. That was when I lost my shit. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Yeah, but...
We're fine. Company's fine. Employees are fine.
Yeah.
We're actually still hiring.
And thank goodness that didn't work, because I don't know if you guys believe in karma, but that's some real shitty karma.
Yeah.
That's a whole line of bad karma.
Truckload coming your way.
Come on, guys. Like,
let's talk about the letter.
Okay. Yeah. So things have just been escalating this whole time. And then our address got found somehow.
Yeah, and it got leaked.
And it got leaked
it's
on
been
Reddit.
Removed since then, which is good, but I'm sure.
Yeah, people saw it. And it was up there. People screenshot it, I'm sure, which doesn't make me feel super comfy to know that a bunch of people who want to cause me harm now have my place of my address. But we're not worried because we have lots of
here's what I want to say about that. And this goes to the letter too, is like, please do not do something more that you're going to regret for the rest of your life, and it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that as a threat. I'm saying that as, like, I implore you, please, like, do not let your emotions make you do something that is going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
It's
like,
not worth it.
It's really not worth it. And you're witch hunting. You are literally witch hunting. So, like, the letter that we got.
So first, they don't know about the letter. No one knows.
Yeah.
The
so we got a letter in the mail.
Since they have our address, a little group. I don't know. It's probably the main people, same people.
Yeah.
Leading this whole thing, got together.
Team.
I just snorted. Team Rohini.
Team Rohini.
Yeah, very biggest fans. Yeah, they wrote a letter in extremely fake handwriting. Props
probably,
to you.
Probably wrote it in their
very
left
good,
hand.
Like, skills to not be found. Yeah, so they sent a letter, no return address, making it confusing, fake handwriting. Yeah.
Anyway, what it said basically was...
Can I read it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, I do. We have nothing to hide. I don't know when you guys will understand but we have nothing to hide.
Full transparency here. What do you guys want to know?
Yeah, we have nothing to hide.
I have like a whole list of all the... maybe we can read them out if we have time, but like I have a list of all the claims of like things that people think about us.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so... Rohini and Sage in this like extremely loopy, like left-hand cursive handwriting that is super, super fake. As a former South Whidbey High School classmate, I'm not totally convinced that this is from a South Whidbey High School classmate, but it probably is, which is just so, so sad. I don't know what we did to you back in high school, but yeah, it's very sad. South Whidbey High School classmate of yours, I find your fall funny. That's a terrible thing to say. I would never say that about you. If your career was going down the shitter and you're in a bad spot, I would never find that funny. That's just very sad to say that. Now we want to see your fraud exposed at SERP and SEO dentist. It's so funny. And when I opened this letter, I was really like, my heart started pounding. I was like, oh, fuck. But now I just, oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Ann Peterson is Sage's mother. So this is the fraud they're exposing. Peterson is Sage's mother.
This is the dirt they have on me.
Maggie Chumbly is his stepmom. Drew Mickelson is his brother-in-law. All left fake reviews as clients. Remove and admit it or the screenshots get shared. So that's a threat, which is... So you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that I could comment about it, but... I'll just talk to the points that they're trying to make. So when I got started in digital marketing, it was like 2016. I was still in the Coast Guard. Yeah, a long time ago.
He was grinding.
I was trying to get, I needed a client or a project to like, you know, take what I was learning and
implement it.
Yeah. And so I was like, who has a business? Oh, my mom. She's got a business. So I was like, perfect. I'll help her with her SEO. And so I did.
She's an actual client,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. And we actually like crushed it. I crushed it for her.
Camp went up like what? What was it?
We doubled. I mean, they doubled in size.
Camp, she does summer camps. And after he started doing SEO, was it Facebook ads too?
Just SEO.
Just SEO. The camp size doubled the next year. Like he had great results. Like
that. Yeah. And it was really cool because she made more income and my family had more income. And so.
Your hair's a little funny.
My hair's going crazy?
Yeah, you might want to redo your hair.
So, yeah, I mean, she was my first client. I'm fucking proud of it.
And that's why it's on the website.
And that's why it's on the website.
It was his first client.
And yeah, does it help? You know, someone might see that and be like, oh, I don't know who that person is, their client. Like, yeah, sure it is. But if any client asks, I'd be like, hell yeah, that's my mom. Like, yeah, kicked ass for her. And then I think Maggie Chumbly... It was my other mom. My stepmom.
He's really helping the mom.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So she also has a business and she came to me for some consulting like probably a year or so ago to help her with certain things in her business. And I did. And she paid me. And so I said, hey, you know, can I get a review from you?
Because that's what you do.
That's just what you do. You ask your clients for reviews. And then Drew.
Druva, my brother.
Druva just left one. I didn't ask for it. He just did it. I think it's right when we bought his company.
Yeah, which you should.
Yeah, which I'll talk about in a second. So he just left it. But yeah, so
that's all real. Is that so hard to believe?
That's all real. Yeah.
Like I don't know if you guys have ever launched a business before, but when you start, usually your family and friends are the ones that help you out first, those are the ones you work with first.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it's astonishing to me that so many people are so like. It just, they cannot comprehend that somebody has built something to a success from scratch.
Yes,
and so that's one of the things that people have said about me, that I was handed a company.
Yeah.
So I wasn't handed a company. Here's exactly how it went down. I started learning marketing in 2016 because I bought a course for like $10,000. It was like my entire savings that I saved up through the Coast Guard. And I started learning SEO, started working with my mom, blah, blah, blah. I probably had like, I don't know, half dozen clients by the time it was like 2018. And her brother was like, hey, I want to get out of the game and I want to sell my agency.
Who
started the SEO dentist, exactly. So I was like, well, let me help you sell it. And he's like, awesome, cool. So I started going about in my circles and looking for people that might be interested in buying it. And long story short, I connected with Devin. He's like, yes, I'm interested in buying it. We started talking.
Match
he's like,
made
hey,
in heaven.
I like doing marketing. I was like, I don't like doing marketing. I like doing sales and communication, blah, blah, blah. I don't like doing that. But at the time.
Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, cool, let's buy it. So what we did is what ended up happening is after, anyway, we bought it for $150,000, not cash up front. Mm-mm. There was a lump sum up front. I think it was like $30,000 or something like that. And we paid the rest over the next year or so.
Yeah.
And so we bought that thing and I bought it with my own money that I had earned from grinding my face off in the barracks and getting clients.
Yeah.
And like, so and nothing was handed to us. Nothing was handed to me.
A lot different when you bought it from what it is now.
Oh yeah. Like we bought it and 2 months later, it was such a shit show that half the clients left. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a mistake. Why did I do this? But we were able to turn it around and
yeah.
So
none of that is true. And I just think that's so.
Well, everything I just said is true.
Sorry. Everything that Sage said is true. But everything that they assume, it's just so like you can't believe. It's so hard to believe that he really worked for this. It's so much easier to take away something from someone when you think they didn't earn it. Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And like none of us came from money. We've said that so many times. Is that so hard to believe?
Yeah.
Like
people think that she's got some rich connection.
The theory is that I have a rich celebrity who I inherited all my money.
Yeah.
From.
I'm extremely fortunate for how I was raised.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I am super blessed to be.
We're wealthy in all the things except wealth.
Except wealth. Yeah, exactly. Like I still have vivid memories of my parents coming home and saying we have no money in the checking account.
Yeah.
Like we have no money at all. So like just.
Don't assume.
Just stop with that stuff.
Yeah, just stop.
Anyway.
Okay, second part of the letter. P.S. We want to know more about the 35K PPP loan Rohini Lease LLC received from JP Morgan Chase on May 22nd.
So for anyone that's wondering what the PPP is, it's Paycheck Protection Program. And it was part of the government stimulus bill to give to businesses that were affected by COVID their revenue. Was hit, you could submit a very detailed, thorough application and you could get a certain amount
based
of money
based on your
payroll. And so
you can't make it up.
You
if I had
make
made
it
up, they wouldn't have given me money.
Yeah, exactly. They actually gave us too much money.
Yeah, so I was approved for 35K, but then we were advised by our accountant, right? To give back all of it except 7K. So actually I got a 7K loan.
$7,900.
Yeah, $7,900. But if you go online, which you did,
PPP, anyone that got it,
I know, but
is
how do they
record.
Think to look up Rohini Lease LLC? How do they even know that that's what it is?
I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Well, you can just type in keywords and it'll.
No,
pop it
okay.
Up.
So, yeah, if you look it up, it'll show that I got a 35K loan, but I actually didn't because I only kept $7,900. But even so, what the fuck does it matter? That's what the government believed that I should get based on.
Yeah, and like. Our income was severely hit when
just
COVID
like
first
so
happened.
Just like so many other people.
Yeah. Like I lost a ton of clients. Like I think 50% of our clients.
Dark months.
Yeah. Super dark months between March and like May. It was some of the most difficult months I've ever had.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we took advantage of the government assistance that was out there like so many others did.
Yeah.
Like
that's what you do when you have a business.
Yeah.
I hope other small businesses took advantage of that too,
they
should.
They did. And the fucked up part is a lot of huge corporations took a lot of that money.
Yeah.
But luckily they gave a lot of it back. And that was part of the reason too, where Shane, when I was talking to our CPA, we were debating like, well, do we need to give this money back? And he's like, well, yes, but. And then the bank was like, well, you don't technically need to give it back.
Like, Why are you giving this back?
And I didn't feel good about keeping it because
we didn't need that much.
So.
So, yeah. Anyway. So that's all the fraud exposed.
The hot tea. Yeah. Wow. Just the last thing I'll say about the letters, just please don't.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Right now you're like treading on thin ice. You're like skirting around the edges, but just don't go any farther. Like for your sake.
Yeah.
Stop.
Like, please don't.
Stop
like,
for your sake. We have lawyers.
You remember what I used to work in law enforcement. I have lots of friends in law enforcement still. Like, just let's not take like mail forensic. It's a real thing. Like, let's just please
stop.
Don't do it anymore. Just go about your business.
Yeah.
Go focus on yourself. Focus on your life.
Yeah.
Make it awesome.
Yes. So, okay. That's what I think we should talk about now.
What?
The, like my and our opinions on this whole thing.
You don't want to do any more Mythbusters?
No. Well, what else is there?
Let's see. I mean, we actually hit most of them.
Well, the white supremacist racist thing is just...
Well, yeah, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean...
It's not true.
It's not true at all. It's not true at all. We're not white supremacists. We are not xenophobic. We are not homophobic. You don't know who our friends are.
You don't know our lives.
You do not know our lives. You don't know who our circles are. Like...
It's all of that was based off of...
Oh, so we should probably talk about those two books because that's where a lot of people got the juice from.
Well, what was the other one? I know
the... So book. Madness of Crowds.
Yeah.
By...
I don't even remember
that his name. Yeah, I don't remember his name. And then Coddling of the American Mind.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I never actually read Madness of Crowds.
Yeah, let me find it. What is... I forgot his name. I don't... I'm not a fan. I just read part of the book.
John something, right?
Douglas Murray.
Douglas Murray.
Yes. So in one of my podcast episodes, I was reading that book because I listened to part of an interview.
You really just started the book too when you recommended it. And I have that problem too.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, but no, okay. I like start reading something. I'm like, oh my God, you got to read this. Like, it's so good. Yeah. And I'm only in like chapter one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what I do with the podcast. Like if I'm really digging something, I'll just share it right away. Which maybe shouldn't do that. But
No, you shouldn't. Because you should get to the end.
Yes, I know. Exactly. Okay, so... I heard him on Joe Rogan's podcast. I like Joe Rogan's podcast. He has a lot of different people on there.
Like all over the place. It's very controversial. Yes. Yeah.
I like hearing all sides.
It's important.
I think that's very important. And I think it's something we're severely lacking right now.
And that doesn't mean go listen to racist people and say, let me take what they're saying. Yeah. And that's genius.
Okay. No, so there was a few points that he made that I thought were really interesting. And I read like maybe four chapters of that book and then I stopped because I was like, ooh, he started saying some things I really didn't agree with. And so I stopped reading it. I've never supported him. I don't follow him. I haven't read any more of his books.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. We were on the airplane and I was like, you still reading that Massacre? You're like, no, I didn't. I stopped because I didn't like what he was talking about in chapter four or something like that. So
like if you're going to hold, that's just so silly because if you read a book that you don't agree with, does that mean that you're like, it doesn't correlate. If I read a couple chapters of a book by a guy who's very controversial, it doesn't mean that I am the same as him. It means I read part of his book.
Right.
It doesn't mean we're the same. And also like, that's just assuming. That's the whole thing.
They used to have marketing courses that they would read Mein Kampf because of the persuasion techniques that Hitler used on the German people to attract them to him and make him like the, what do they call it in marketing? Attractive character. Mm. Basically, like he's the hero in their story and the reason of all their problems, he can solve them.
Oh yeah.
And so like that was in marketing courses. That was in curriculums, Mein Kampf. Doesn't mean that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we
support Hitler. Yeah, we support Nazis. Not. Like it, you know, something could be taken from a lot of different things. So anyway.
Yeah. So tangent. I don't support him. No. I don't agree with
I don't even know who he is.
I don't agree I never with read his book. Values. Doesn't just because I liked a few parts of his book at the beginning doesn't mean anything. So no, I mean, stop using that against me because it doesn't it has no actual there's no nothing there.
Nothing there. Nothing and then there. The other book was
other book, Calling of the American Mind is the best, like everyone should read that book. That absolutely. Book I actually read all the way through.
Me too. I read it too.
Yeah, and it's an amazing book. And I think every single person in our generation and in our society, I've recommended it to so many people, should read that book. And okay, so I posted on my Instagram story and the cover is red. And I posted on my Instagram story and someone's like, seems Republican. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because it's red? Because the cover's red? Like,
it's written by two liberal professors.
The professors go into their, they lay out all their political beliefs. And one is extremely liberal and one swing is a little left-leaning. Like,
yeah, it's a very, it's just a very
stop
objective.
Stop assuming. Yeah, stop assuming.
Yeah, stop assuming.
It's an amazing book. Everyone, I think, needs
it's
to read that.
It's very objective.
If they had kids read that in the high school, oh man. We would be in a different world right now.
I know.
And one of the main things they talk about is stop assuming, stop assuming, stop assuming.
And labeling.
And labeling. Labeling is the disease of this right. time right now.
Because it's very easy to label someone. It's very hard to...
I have gotten every label under the book now. Every label.
Under the book?
Under the book. Every label under it.
Under the book.
Under the book. In the book. I've gotten all the labels. And that's the thing. Like, they're not true. So it doesn't affect me. You're doing that to make yourself feel better is what it comes down to. It's because you're scared.
It's very hard to defend yourself in this day and age with the limited, I guess, like with the critical limited, I was just thinking with the limited like platform and stuff. So like, it's very easy for 50,000, it's not 50,000. It's very easy if you're one person, it's very easy for 100 people to come at you and say, blah, 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 blah. And then everybody thinks that. Whereas one person where you're just like there and then you're like, now you have to defend yourself against those people. People already have that predisposition of.
Yeah, they already made their mind up.
Because they hear it and they're like, oh, well,
that must be true. Yeah, instead of like just not assuming things. Like that doesn't. This other book that I really love, The Four Agreements, is the other book. If people read The Calling of the American Mind and The Four Agreements, we would be in a wonderful planet, a peaceful, loving planet, compassionate, helping our fellow man. We'd be in such a different place right now.
Yeah.
But one of the main four agreements in this book, it's by Don Miguel Ruiz. So really 1000% recommend. I think it's like $7, the book. Really great book. One of the main four agreements is don't assume. I wanted to talk about some of these things because the four agreements are: be impeccable with your word, speak with integrity, say only what you mean, avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others, use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Don't take anything personally is the second one. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality and their own dreams and nightmares. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Number three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And the fourth one, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. I think this book is wonderful. It's an old book. His mom's read it. My mom's read it.
Of course.
It's just really great. And I really like, I think the first three are really, 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 really needed right now. Be impeccable with your word. That means speak kindly. Speak respectfully. Treat people how you would want to be treated. The golden rule. Like, when did that get lost? That's the thing. That is my conclusion. Like, full circle, we've gone through a lot of stages of this. Through this, because it's been really hard and we've had to go through a lot, I think, both of us, like, just but now it's been a while. There's some time has passed. We've kind of stepped away from it, gotten perspective, and now all that, I think my heart just it just breaks. It really does. I feel so fortunate to have the upbringing that I had and to have the love that I have and the support system that I have, and I want that for everyone. And I just wish I could talk to all these people, but once they're able to actually have a real conversation, not coming from an attacking place, because there's so many things to say about it, but it's just ultimately when you're hurt within you, you spread that to other people, you attack other people because you don't feel good. Misery you don't feel good with company. Yourself. Yeah. Misery loves company. You don't feel good. And I'm not saying the people who are making genuine, like, concern, respectful comments. I'm saying the people that are sending us this letter, the people that are leaked our address, people that are in the Reddit thread,
they're sending threats,
trying to ruin like my career.
Throat punch Rahini.
Yeah, they want to throat punch me. don't do that. That would hurt for both of us in the end. Just don't do it. Don't assault. That's like, let's not go there.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah. So anyway, I want the best for you. Like, I have had people who have been really big haters for me in the past said terrible, terrible things to me. And then they go through, you know, something and they realize whatever lesson they needed to learn. They realize that they were projecting or they're taking out their own anger and personal troubles onto me. And they've like apologized. And now I'm like friends. Like, I DM them again. Like, they comment again. I respond. Like, I have so much forgiveness in my heart for any of you guys that are doing this to us. Like, I will, truly, like, once, whatever, I want that for you. Like, I don't know how to say it. I want this all to be healed for you. And I want whatever pain you're feeling inside that's causing you to do this. Like, I really want, I hope for you that that will be healed and you will feel happy and you will feel content and joyful and motivated in your own life and have a community that supports you and just practice self-love and all of those things. I want that for you so badly. And when that does happen, and I really hope it does, I will still be here for you if you want to tune into my content again. But in the meantime, I do not tolerate that kind of speech. I don't want it on my platform. I'm going to keep turning off comments. I'm going to keep deleting them. I'm going to keep blocking people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I
think one of the things too that's worth acknowledging, is important to acknowledge, is that like a lot of people do have legitimate reasons to be very angry with just everything that's going on with society. And, you know, a lot of it's just channeled incorrectly.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yes.
You could be angry with politics. Like, what both sides are doing is pretty crazy, asinine. You know, just things that are going on in our society.
It's been a very hard year. It's been a very hard year. Definitely the hardest year in society that we've ever experienced in our lifetime.
Yeah, I mean,
people are stuck inside. People are isolated from their families, their friends. People have been laid off. People have been sick. People have lost people. There's so much pain going on right now, as well as so much fear.
And confusion.
And confusion and isolation. And that is really a recipe for a lot of hurt. So it makes sense that all of this has escalated so much this year because, you know, where else is there to go? If you're stuck inside, alone, upset, not feeling like you have support, not feeling like you have love for yourself or anyone, miserable, like where else is there to take it except out on your phone? Like, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
But it still isn't right.
No.
You can still have compassion for someone and not agree with them. That's the thing I think is also missing.
Mm-hmm.
You can have endless compassion for everyone.
Yeah.
And still not agree with them and or agree with their actions or their choices.
I mean, I think there's definitely a line. There's a line for me. If you're racist, if you're a murderer, if you're a rapist, if you're you know, if you're xenophobic, like those, I will I absolutely would draw the line and be like, yeah, no, I'm not going to show you compassion. I'll show you some respect in like
basic as, human
like civility,
yeah,
but I will not show like I'm not okay, gonna yeah, engage not, with you. I'm
well,
not gonna
see that's the same thing that got taken out of context when
I know,
said
but
it
it's really
time.
Important that people know that because.
But also though, do you not like in terms of like racism and being xenophobic? Do you not think people can change though? Because I do.
I do. Like, there's some very interesting. I think there's a documentary on Netflix about like a guy that was he was either like in the Klan or like in, you know, one of those alt-right crazy white supremacist groups down south. And he like converted over to and then he's like,
I think,
yeah. So like, yeah, they
in
can
terms
change.
Of like, yeah, being a murderer, rapist or terrible, terrible things. Yeah, no. But in terms of your opinions and your beliefs, I think for the most part, people can change.
Well, just contextually, what it comes down to is like people on the left and people on the right. That's where people are destroying each other.
What do you mean?
Like right now, like the very, what's the word?
Radical?
No. But like, it's very present. Like, the issue that's very present is people on the left attacking people on the right, and people on the right attacking people on the left.
And assuming a lot
and
of
assuming,
things and
exactly.
labeling. And
like, people on the right are assuming that people on the left are crazy socialists, and people on the left are assuming white people. People on the right are crazy racists and white supremacists, and that's just not factual. So, like, just stop. Like,
yeah, it's
I don't
obviously
know I was
not
with that, but
it's not getting us anywhere.
It's not getting us anywhere. No, it's really not.
Because
it's
once
so
you do that, you shut down any real chance for a conversation. Like, once you do that, there's no room for conversation.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times. We were watching an interview on the news the other day. Like, they were just attacking each other.
Yeah.
The reporter was attacking the person.
Stop watching the news. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Just stop. Yeah. Like, if you want to be happier, stop watching the news.
You can still keep yourself informed, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're going to say that if you don't watch the news, then you don't care and you're privileged enough to not watch the news.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you can keep yourself educated, but you don't have to watch. And also, if you are going to watch the news,
get it from
multiple different sources. Yeah.
So there's a lot. There's so much. And I really feel like, basically for me, I think the worst case scenario happened in terms of my online career. Like, I really do feel like that. So I feel like I have nothing to lose. And so going forward, I'm just going to speak more openly.
Well, worst case scenario would be if you actually did something like horrible.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, in terms of like,
yeah,
people think I'm a, what was the first one? There's a whole, people think I'm a white supremacist, super spreader, racist. What was there is one month? Oh,
COVID denier.
COVID denier. I don't know. There's every
narcissistic.
Narcissistic. That was the first one. Narcissistic.
Which you could probably say that about every influencer and make an argument to it. Doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. We just all love ourselves so much.
I mean, the whole brand is around their individual. So
yeah. There's so many, like, all of the worst possible things that could ever be. All the worst labels have already been placed on me, and I know they're not true, and I hope that my real followers know that they're not true. And so now I'm just like, I'm not really scared to say what I actually feel because people already assume the worst with no context, so I might as well give them a little more context.
Exactly. That's kind of my whole thing, too. Is yeah. Might as well give them the facts, and then if they don't want to stick around because of the facts,
yeah, then, don't stick
then they can bounce. But the dancing between the lines and
I know one other thing we should talk about. What? How everyone says we write your paycheck. People that write your paycheck.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's just another thing that I don't think people understand how it really works.
She makes no money from AdSense.
No, I don't.
So
$800 a month, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Like that pays for some of the groceries. Like it's great to have that income.
Yeah. Not saying I don't appreciate it, but it's not like.
That's not
a
paycheck.
It's not a big chunk of change. And yes, some YouTubers do make a lot of fucking money on AdSense. I know plenty that pay their rent, pay all the bills with AdSense alone, but that's not me. You guys see my views. It's not in the hundreds of thousands on the regular. Like, I'm not making a lot of money off AdSense. And something that I just really don't appreciate and I don't think it's really logical is your followers are the ones that pay your bills. Like, that's, I keep hearing that. Like, these people pay your bills. You need to do what they say, essentially.
No.
Yeah. They don't pay my bills. I appreciate and I'm so grateful you're here if you want to tune into my content. And if you don't want to, you can leave. Like, I'm not holding you here. You can go whenever you want. If what I'm saying doesn't agree with you, you don't like it, then leave. Please leave. Like, that's what I do if I don't like
someone.
Because
you're polluting the space for people that are here genuinely and they want to enjoy the content.
Yes.
And they resonate with it. So just leave.
And, okay, so yes, your view does, in a way, account for part of my income. If you watch my video, that goes towards the views that help me get a certain price for a gig, I guess. But the paycheck comes from the brand. And the brand is paying me for the work that I spend on a video. As well as the people that are going to see it. But, like, that just means that you aren't taking into account the fact that I edit. It takes me, like, what? I don't know, 15 hours to make a video? Sometimes, like, it just depends. I'm editing for hours
and
hours.
Years
and
of
I'm
work
working
and
for hours
content.
And hours. Yes. And never mind the, like, 4 years that I put into this, as well as, like, the money and time we've invested in lots of different things. So, like, yes, you contribute towards my career, but you don't pay my bills. Let's, like, make that very clear. You don't pay my bills.
Yeah. It's like people yelling at civil servants. I pay your paycheck. It's like, well, you pay taxes, and that kind of goes into it. But, like, no, you don't. Stop being a dick.
Yeah. So I am grateful you're here. Don't get me wrong. And I want you to be here if you want to be. But only if you're going to be a kind, loving, open-minded, respectful person. I do not want you here if you're not going to be like that. I just don't anymore.
I don't think anybody does, to be honest.
Like,
nobody wants
you're
you
ruining the comment section. Just
yeah,
go somewhere else. There are plenty of people who have the same views as you. I am sure of it because it's very common now. So just go hang out with them.
Yeah.
I'll be over here with my crystals and my meditation and my spiritual bypassing that you love to say. But you can label me all you want. But you don't pay my bills. So.
Amen.
Amen. What else?
Conclude it?
Also, I feel like I should just say also, I don't make any money from my podcast. That, like, also, the Mexico trip wasn't monetized. There was some people were saying
brand, we weren't.
We didn't make any money on
yeah,
that
trip. Yeah, we paid for that out of pocket. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, they were saying that I went there just for, like, a content. What was it?
No, that was like the first vacation I had in like 4 years.
Yeah, so. That's the first time we've gone out of the country since high school together.
So.
And I went because I wanted to celebrate my birthday with my dear friends and mm-hmm. husband. So it was not about content, obviously, since, you know, I didn't really even post any content when it came down to it because it all went so, so badly. But still had a good time.
Turned out to be a very expensive trip.
Yes. Very expensive. The gift that keeps on giving. Oh, boy. But very impactful trip that changed me a lot for sure. So anyway, I guess I'll just end it off with, I am not going to stop believing in the power of positivity. I am never going to stop doing that. You cannot take that away from me. That is what I believe in the core of my being. Maybe you think that's toxic, but that is what you believe. That doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm still going to be positive. I'm still going to be on here. I'm still going to be focusing on uplifting content. I'm still going to be having people send in their stories and talk about what we go through as humans and young adults and relationship troubles and self-confidence and self-love and all these things. Now more than ever, I have already been doing this nutrition school for a couple of weeks and I feel like I've learned so much. There's so much I want to share with you guys and just I feel like so much good that we can do on the planet. Like, this world needs so much love and light, and there's a lot of darkness right now. And I just know that that is why I'm here, is to spread that positivity and that light and that love. And if, you know, you want to hop along for the journey, I would love to have you. I'm grateful that you're here. But if not, that's fine too. I wish you the best.
Well said.
So yeah, thank you for listening. I'm sure some of this will be taken out of context, or all of it. Who knows? Everything we do makes people mad these days. So
mm-hmm. Just a little small percentage of people.
Yes, exactly. That's another thing. It is a small percentage. So I know that. I know that. Because I've been getting a lot of really sweet emails. And when I haven't been going on Instagram. Not sure when I'm going to be going on Instagram again. It's going to be a while. But I've been getting emails saying, don't give up. We're here for you. We love you. Like, we know who you really are, which I really, really appreciate those. So thank you a lot for that. But I know that the hate is the small, it's the minority, but damn, are they loud.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, are they loud. So to everyone, every single person listening or watching this, I'm sending you a lot of love. I really, really am. I hope that tomorrow is a better day for you. And I hope that, I just hope you're doing well.
And anyone, I guess the final thing that I want to say is, anybody that is, maybe you have a platform, maybe you have a business, or maybe you have a community, like, don't be afraid to speak your truth and speak out when you see something that is wrong, and don't let people suppress you because you think that they're going to either end it all for you or ruin your life or whatever it may be.
And I was definitely,
because that's the power that they hold over you. And yeah, that's exactly. The only power that they hold over you, other than like maybe throwing a couple of wrenches in the deal. but like, other than that, they have no, have no power over you. So don't let it get to you in the way that they very well can get to you.
Yeah. Mentally. And I've definitely fallen into that for a long time. I let them have power over me and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as you're not being harmful.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're not hurting anyone.
And your intentions
Who is really being hurt here in this whole scenario? What did I actually do to you in your personal life? How have I hurt you in your personal life? Actually, how have you hurt me in my personal life? I said that in my blog post, like, you are firing missiles from your fingertips and you do not know like the destruction that it causes.
Second and third order consequences. You're
safe, completely untouched from this scenario. Here's
one thing I will say.
What?
Some of you guys are not as safe as you think you are. So just stop. Just stop while you're ahead.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, we have names basically.
There's anonymity and there's some
breaking
people,
the law,
and there's breaking the law.
So, and also, I do not, like, we do not want to cause you any harm.
No, not at all. That's why we haven't taken. That's why we haven't taken legal action.
We've
again.
Talked about it. We talked to lawyers, and there is course for legal action.
Yes, but there is.
I don't feel good about it.
If you want to do it, you can. And we've both decided that it's not worth our time. It's not worth our money. And
but most importantly for me, I don't feel good causing harm to someone just because they're causing me harm.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe in that. An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. I really feel like that's true. There's enough pain and hurt and anger in this world. I don't need to be causing that to someone else, even though they're trying to do it to me. So anyway, but for your own good, just like stop.
Put it to bed.
Put it to bed. Move on.
Stop.
Start journaling. Start meditating.
Go do something productive.
Go
what?
Go read. I don't know. Do something. Paint.
Chuck your phone in the ocean.
Yes. Oh, man. Chuck your phone in the ocean. Just delete Instagram for a month. That's what I'm doing, and damn, it feels good. Okay. I guess that's it. But cancel culture is real. It sucks. There's so much going on right now that is just...
There's cancel culture, and there's holding people accountable, and they are not really the same thing.
And the word accountability in itself has gotten completely twisted away from the original definition.
Right.
Which sucks, because they also talk about that in Calling of the American Mind. Once you start to pervert these words, change them from their real meaning, the words don't have any meaning anymore.
Right.
You're taking away from the good that could actually come from these words, because you're twisting them into things that they're not. You're diluting them. You're polluting them. It's not like, so much to talk about. We'll be back. We'll be back. I think we've talked for a really long time already.
Hour and 20. It's actually not as long as
I thought. Okay, yeah, that's good. Anyway, send you guys a lot of love. We love you. For the loyal ones, thank you so much. Honestly.
Thank you guys for your continued support.
We fucking love you.
And if you guys want to have open dialogue,
yeah,
you always hit me up. Like, I really do appreciate it. Even if you don't agree with me, I don't agree with you. Like, honestly, it's very refreshing to have open conversations about things, get different perspectives, get new perspectives. So any of you that I talk to, which there was about a dozen of them, I really do appreciate.
Yeah, and thank you for reaching out to him, because as you have seen, I have not been on Instagram. So.
Yeah, yes, and I'm on a little bit, and you know, I don't ever post.
And I just appreciate the fact that you would reach out to ask rather than assuming and starting shit in the comments.
Exactly.
Don't hop on, like, yeah, ask. And I know I don't read my, like, I know.
Like, so many people came in hot, and then I explained something, they're like, oh, and then they just never responded again.
Which is 99% of the time. Yeah. Like, if you actually explain it, you get context, you figure it out, you talk to each other as humans, usually what you're so upset about really isn't that big of a deal, or it's not worth the pain and the anger that it's unleashing.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Wrap it
to
up.
The real ones. We love you. Sending you a lot of love. I'll be back again soon. I want to do another like submission story. Just kind of keep things a little lighthearted for the next one. Maybe like a like an embarrassing story one. Those are really funny. Mm-hmm. Or like we're going to do another sex episode soon with our friends, Emma and Stetson. So that should be good. So lots of good things coming. Going to keep on the positivity train. Hop on with me, man. It feels really good. Truly. So, yeah. Okay. Love you guys. See you soon.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Acting My Age podcast with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week.